So do you want to, you want to know basically how we build, how we just draw the character, what we have in
mind? Yeah, like if you're a beginner, you love SpongeBob, and you want to make your own SpongeBob cutout. Okay.
Well, the first thing, let me think for a second, because I wasn't really sure what you wanted to do, but let me just kind of think about it, maybe draw some of the stages. It's hard to draw and talk at the same time, so.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. So we probably want to. So we probably want to start with the basic shape. Did you want, so do you want me to give you some of these pictures? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Okay. Yeah. They're going to be a little rough.
That's okay.
I mean, maybe you could just take a finished pose and it'll look kind of similar. Let's see. I'm sort of working backwards here.
Do you mind if I take a couple photos?
Oh, sure, go ahead. I didn't comb my hair or anything.
Fuck me.
Okay, let me start off with... Maybe this will work. Hawaiian shirt. Actually,
I love that little Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, that's my, it was my son's. no one draws the same thing exactly, and that's
right.
What's fun about drawing. In a show even, like this one where we kind of have certain artists. Everybody has their own little tricks and style, a little bit of their own hand in the drawing.
Right.
You know, you can kind of tell if you really...
Yeah, I'm always amazed, though, because to the layman, like the average viewer, you don't notice any difference, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, we try to keep it... I think there's certain things that just, they get too... If they get too off the mark, then they seem odd.
Right.
But there's certain... You know, ways people pose and expressions that some people bring to the show that are really trademark of almost, it becomes the show, but it's also the person that the artist brings it to the show. So it's a collection of all these great ideas in the end, I think, you know.
Do you have someone on the show who's sort of like the continuity expert to look at stuff like that?
No. Well, right now, yeah, we have somebody that has taken that role to try to keep things sort of have to continue with some sort of continuity, but I guess the first season I was kind of overseeing that, and but now Sherm Cohen is the storyboard supervisor, so he really is the one that's trying to, he'll be giving classes on how to do the characters, and he's really in charge of the keeping the continuity of the storyboards and keeping things from falling apart.
Right. Is it weird for you, like, you created the character to see all these different people sort of drawing him and working with him?
Well, yeah. It's weird and great because some people are really great art. Most everybody on this show is, I should say everybody on the show is brings more to it than what I could by myself. You know, it's definitely an addition. You know, of all the everybody's efforts put together makes the show what it is, and so it is weird though to feel like somebody has to really sweat and think about something that I started, and you know, it's honorable for them. I mean, for me to see them doing that, you know.
Right.
To want, to care about it.
Yeah.
To care about something. It's takes a lot of effort and work on everybody's part. And
right.
It's not an easy. To make the shows the way they are is a lot of work.
Right.
It's not easy all the time, and so the whole thing about perspiration and
right.
whatever it was.
Yeah.
It's true, I think.
Were you surprised how the show took off?
You know, I was really pleased that things seemed to really click, and so yeah, I think I may have been setting myself up for a little more of disappointment in what came out of the first season, but I thought everything sort of gelled really quickly, and so that part was a pleasant mm-hmm. surprise, you know, because there's so much in the first season to learn and figure out, just from a production standpoint of, oh, we can't do that anymore because that's a big
right.
mistake, and we shouldn't have colored this character this way because we realize he gets lost in the backgrounds in every episode. Or
right.
So we didn't have any real big disasters, and also a rough draft, the studio that does the animation overseas is great, and
right.
I worked with them so on Raqqa, so I kind of had a relationship somewhat with them, and I think that helps too, you know, just
mm-hmm.
understanding a little bit about what they need.
Right. I felt like when I first saw the show, it was one of those shows that from the theme song, you're like hooked into it.
Well, that's great. I mean, I think that's, hopefully that's what happens, that you just, you know, from the get-go, you're just like, wow, what is this?
Yeah.
It's coming out of, you know, nowhere.
Yeah.
So.
It's great.
The thing from under the sea or something,
yeah.
you know. Or just maybe 4 steps would be good.
Okay.
Otherwise, it might be
too
much. And then I can harden this up a little bit with the pencil after we're done.
Okay.
Step
one.
The first thing is SpongeBob is a sponge, so he's rectangular, and you also always want to remember that he's kind of an impish character, so he's really compact and tight, and he's almost all head.
Right.
You can see, you start drawing him by making this squashed
uh-huh.
brick shape, or not even a brick, it's smaller, shorter than that, like a rectangle. So it's slightly squashed at the bottom, the box that's been pinched right here.
Mm-hmm.
And the head should always kind of feel square.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets too long, he starts to look odd. And then his legs are about the same hot size or length as the
okay.
distance from his neck to his bottom of the pants. So that's kind of complicated, but in general, you start with a box that's kind of squished on the bottom,
uh-huh.
right? And I always draw a side. And just to give a dimension,
mm-hmm.
It gives him a little more volume. And then one of the tricks is dealing with perspective. You know, and if you know anything about perspective, there's converging lines. So
uh-huh.
that may be a little sophisticated for the readers. But anyway, so there's a little bit of a convergence on these two lines
right.
to make it look three-dimensional. And let's see, once the box is set up and the height of the legs
mm-hmm.
and the feet are planted there, then I always set up a target so that right in the middle of the face you draw a little X or
uh-huh.
a little crosshair,
right.
crosshairs, and that's where you're going to put the nose. And his nose is kind of like a little finger,
mm-hmm.
chubby little finger. And then next I would put in the eyes, and the eyes, actually if you look straight on at SpongeBob, his eyes are right next to each other, but they're not, they don't overlap too much, mm-hmm. so they're not really too googly.
Right.
And then the lip, once you've drawn the eyes, draw in the pupils, and they're slightly inwards, mm-hmm. Then the lip comes down and his cheek, he's always happy and smiling usually. Again, he's sort of impish, so we have that, usually he has a smiling pose. Mm-hmm. And then he's got these two little teeth, two front teeth, buck teeth, which pushes down this lower lip a little bit. So that's why it's kind of curved. It's got a little S feel to it, or I don't know how you describe that. It's slightly pushed down right under each tooth.
Oh, see, I never knew that was the lower lip.
Yeah. So, well, it's part of the lower lip. It's
right.
kind of a cheat. You know, it's
yeah.
just, you don't see the whole thing.
Right.
So, and then straight through the, if you drew that cross up here, you can see the tie is right there, and it's, so it's right dead center. Mm-hmm. You draw his pant line slightly high. You know, he's a nerdy character, so he wears his pants pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
So you have less shirt than pants.
Right.
You know. And then usually we, this is a little detailed, but his legs have a slight curve, as mm-hmm. if his knees are locked.
Right.
Back like that.
Uh-huh.
So you might, if you're really thinking about the legs, you might draw it so they have a little bit of a push this way, you know.
Right.
And then these pants are like a rocket cone, and the same with the sleeves on his arms. They just attach to the side.
Uh-huh.
But they're like little, we describe them as like rocket chutes, you know, like
right.
the back,
right.
the, what do you call it, like a cone,
uh-huh.
rocket cone. Usually just lay in the foot with a little ball right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you start the shoe. The shoes are kind of hard to draw. And the hands just go below the pants. And then after you've set this up, you've got most of the proportions correct. You can go in and start putting in the detail, like the eyes have a little iris around them.
Mm-hmm.
And then his eyelashes really, I think, give a lot of his cherubic personality. So they are a little thicker in line than the other lines that you,
right.
you know, you sort of beef them up a little bit. And the lashes, the center lash pretty much should line up in the middle of the eye, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Give you. And we try not to draw them like Simpsons. Eyes,
right.
they spread them out like this. So we try to stay
right,
away
right,
from
right.
that. So that's a no-no. And then you put in three freckles on the cheek. And sorry, I'm left-handed. You should probably sit on that side. We didn't draw in the ripples. So once you've done the box, we try to. Just lay in a light ripple on each side to give it a feeling of a sponge and not a piece of cheese.
Uh-huh.
We actually count the number of ripples when he's just standing.
Oh, really?
Stationary. We tell them overseas, I think, 4 ripples on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that they don't overdo it.
Right.
And they need that kind of information.
Uh-huh.
So that it doesn't... So that they don't have to interpret, you know,
right.
suddenly you've got 10 million. So the hands are kind of like a traditional, for SpongeBob, a traditional Disney Warner Brothers kind of Preston Blair hand. So once, again, the tie's there, then you also put in the collar.
Uh-huh.
And then the belt. We just indicate a belt with this dashed line.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he wears, so we're getting down to the shoes. He does wear socks.
Right.
So he's got the striped socks. And then his little black shoes. And they have a little heel. So that's something that you have to just practice drawing. Let's see. And then also, you go back and make sure you put in the holes to make him look like a sponge. And we actually count the holes. He's got a pattern that we try to remain consistent with. So he has two holes here, a big one, a little one, and then a, again, a big one, little one, and then a little one, and a big one, and then just one up there to break it up.
Right.
And then there's four on the side, and then there's also some on top.
I could see how he could look like cheese.
Yeah.
How do you say that?
So, and actually that's why I wanted to make sure sponge, the word sponge was in his name, so that right away you wouldn't wonder what he
was cheese
in case
boy.
You were thinking cheese. Cheese under the sea for some reason. You wouldn't get confused. So that kind of stuff all becomes important, I guess. You want the character to read clearly. And but he is a kind of a weird character because he's mostly head, he's square, which presents a lot of problems. Like just turning, he turns his head. You've got to try to twist something in perspective.
Right.
It's a square instead of a round glob, which is what most forms are.
Right.
Most animal and human forms aren't square. So
yeah, it's funny because we did the premiums for South Park from the beginning. And we did a snow globe, and they're flat. And no one had ever thought, like, what do they look like from
three,
the back?
Yeah. Right.
So it was interesting.
Yeah, it seemed, it presents some problems, but then I also think it helps it to be funnier because, you know, you have to deal with the problems, but then it looks funny when he's walking around. And,
right.
You know, you got a square for a head. So.
Did he go through different incarnations as you were doing it? Did he look different?
Well, he was the first, I drew several sponges and then I drew a square, so that was the first step, and then, yeah, he did become more solid. I think I tried to process it enough, draw it enough to actually find out what seemed to be consistent and then what I thought other people would be able to draw,
right.
You know. So he's pretty symmetrical in construction, and so he had a little more asymmetry going. Like the eyes weren't exactly the same size, and they're a little more cockeyed. And,
is there a common mistake people make when they're drawing?
I think the common one is probably making them too tall, too long. So, because then you lose. I'm in a meeting. Then. Then you lose that like kid-like quality where he's really sort of small. And,
Do you see him evolving? Like, do you think, you know, years from now he's gonna look any different?
I think that happens. I don't know. I have a hard time saying, oh, this is how you draw him. Actually, I think that's what makes it interesting is that it has something that's the same, but like I said, it's not a strictly model show where if you do this, then it's off model. Like if you basically his face, especially to me, is like a big canvas. It's all base.
Right.
So you've got all this area to play with. If you make his mouth really tiny and small, it looks funny. So you can play around with the size of his eyes and shapes on that white or on that yellow surface, and you still think it's SpongeBob because of the shape. But so, like I said, I kind of like the idea that it you do recognize him, but people can play with his expressions and proportions and not just be rigid about it. You know. It helps. It's the kind of the way we do the show, I'd say. It's a lot of more visual that way.
So people at home can have fun with him.
Yeah. I think anything you put on SpongeBob, his character in the show is real. He's very flexible, and he's the one that's more cartoony, and he's the one that really we try to make sure that he's more exaggerated than the other characters, and makes him more for the center, the funny character.
Right.
And so, any face you put on that square, to me, it could be SpongeBob. So you can't really go wrong.
Once you get number one, right?
What's that?
Once you get the first step.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think once you got a square, you're
in
business.
Well, thank you.
So, you want me to...